Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I still have a contact high from last night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
A little foggy this morning?
Yes. Yeah, and hungry. We had fast food. We had fast food yesterday, last night, just because of the contact high. You're just like, yeah, this is going to be good.
Need something. Was it Taco Bell, McDonald's, Hardee's?
I'm so mad I missed out on that.
Dustin, it's been so long since we've heard your voice.
I feel like it's been forever.
I know. It's only been a week. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, because it feels like forever. Honestly, I was like, we're going to miss our first break because I can't stop embracing you. I missed you so much.
Where have you been? Turkey?
Turkey, yeah.
Istanbul?
Yeah, Istanbul.
It's not Constantinople.
Oh, not anymore.
Georgia. I was in Georgia.
Oh, not. It's a relative.
Georgia.
Not too far from Turkey.
Georgia.
The other Georgia.
Oh,
the
nice.
State.
This one.
State.
How is your brain so on at 6:05 after the long night that I know you had?
Have you been planning this?
No, just my encyclopedia geography is just always up there in the brain.
There you go.
It always really ready
is.
To go.
It really is. Dustin, I don't even know how to tease what you did in Georgia.
Which part?
The last part. The stuff that I was getting videos from.
That I'm a father?
Yesterday. Yeah.
I had to delete the photos.
Did it scare you a little?
Oh, like there were from my nightmare.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yes.
You should see the ones that they have in there, the original ones.
No.
Yeah, they're real scary.
I'll trust you.
Never went there, even though I lived in Atlanta. Like you said, it's about an hour
outside. Yeah, it's like an hour and a half.
Just one of those destinations you don't put into Waze and be like, hey, this is what I'm going to do on a Wednesday. But you guys did, and that's great.
We've been there twice now.
Oh, what? All right.
Well, actually, I've been there twice. My mom and sister and stepdad have been there three times altogether. My stepdad's been there probably two dozen times because he lived in Georgia.
Question.
Yes.
Did you have fun or did you just play along?
It is. Okay. So at the beginning, I like taking people there. I took the girlfriend there because it's very, very terrifying. Mm-hmm. When people walk up, they go, okay, this is, you're serious. This is a real place. And you go, yes, this is a real place. And they don't believe you. And then you hear over the PA system, Nurse Becky, we need you for a sonogram.
You are kidding.
Everyone's a nurse there.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it.
That's even creepier.
Yeah. So then they go and do that. And then they're like, no way. This is real. And yes, it's real. You go in. You do the tour. And then it's amazing because then the girlfriend and mom and sister all get very, very into it. Because then it's babies. And they treat them like babies. So.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're going to talk about that at 6:20.
Okay.
Because I need a minute to just process and wake up a little bit more before we get into that interesting world of
We don't need living nightmares.
Of Cabbage Patch Babies.
Babies. Yeah, Cabbage Patch Babies.
Cabbage Patch Babies.
Yeah, they are not dolls.
Did I say dolls?
No. Okay. I'm letting you know before
Jordan,
I go forward.
They're not dolls.
They're not dolls. They're babies.
I want to make sure to use the right terms, even if we're talking about inanimate objects. Still want to be able to use the right terms. Chris, I am really impressed with you, though, because...
Oh, my goodness. Last night was one of the best nights of my life.
You came to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Came to the rescue, and we'll talk about it coming up right after this.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
If we had an MVP ball, it would go to you and your wife, Chris.
I get that one?
You do.
Uh-huh.
You absolutely do. I've had... Sometimes bands tour the United States, especially like when they're the opening act, and their management is like, here's a van, here's where you're supposed to be, figure the rest out.
Yep.
So because of that, sometimes in the music industry, I mean, I know that she has a second room in her house that is literally for those kinds of bands that aren't at the moment at the level of getting a hotel room every single night.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had bands stay over at my house too, which just thinking about the idea of this is a rock and roll band that's touring the country. You think that they're going to mess your couch up,
Yeah.
Ruin the house, stay up really late.
You're going
to
drink
a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always been one of the most pleasant experiences. They're always super thankful, super excited.
It was like family members that I haven't met in years come over, and it was the most enjoyable.
I love that. Last night, we're sitting backstage with Bikini Trill, and I was like, so what? Because they're coming in from 8 to 9 to take over. And I was like, where are you guys staying tonight? And they were like, well, the van, I think. And Chris comes
to
the rescue.
No, you've got to come over to my house. Mm-hmm. I've got plenty of space, plenty of room. I would love to offer my hospitality.
And he did.
They were going to stay in a van?
Yeah.
That's kind of...
I get it. I mean...
It's a pretty big van.
In their defense, it's a big van.
It's a big van, but it's also a big band, and...
Right, there's 4, 5?
Plus...
6 of them.
Yeah, plus a couple extra people that were there along for
right.
the tour.
All in a van.
Yeah, all in a van. And then Chris, again, it was just like...
It was incredible. I'm like,
come stay
not...
in my bed and breakfast.
Basically.
Did you charge them? No.
Okay,
oh, of course not. Okay, of course not.
Just checking.
So I text them at her. So I'm like, yeah, come on over. It's late. 9:47, they text me like, hey, we're about 30 minutes away. Awesome. So they come over and they get everything. I give them a tour of the house, show them where they're going, everything. And then, oh, we got some air mattresses. I'm like, oh, no. You've got bedrooms.
Oh!
So I set them each up in their bedroom and they got full shower. So they hopefully will have a nice rest this evening. But then... We jammed a little last night.
I saw that on your story.
It was amazing.
Where's my phone?
So I was kind of gathering my things and everything. And then I get back and they had my keyboard on.
Yep.
And Tony was playing it.
Wait, this is just you. Oh, wait, it's on the Bikini Trill thing. Okay.
Yeah, because that was just me kind of playing, just jazzing out. I was like, hey, I've got some... kind of tunes in my head. Would you mind kind of seeing what you think? And I was playing it, and they made me feel like a rock star last night. It was so...
That's beautiful.
It was amazing.
So, okay, you did a jam session. I did kind of throw in the fact that you used to be a funeral director, and their question was, what's at his house?
Nothing's in the basement. That can't be cleaned up.
Yeah.
We're not doing experiments right now?
No.
And I've been there now. I've been to his house. I've been to his basement. Unless there's a false wall, which honestly, I'm surprised if you don't have a false wall.
I'm trying to get a few more of those built in. Just because they're so cool.
Next time you throw a party and you can't find me, I'm just downstairs pushing on the walls, pulling all the books off of the cabinets.
Definitely check in my house. Check on my bookshelves. There's a book that'll... Open the door up.
Yep. Turning around the candelabras and everything that are mounted to the wall. Wow. So thank you for housing them.
Absolutely.
And,
I told them, please make yourself at home. They were the most thankful and appreciative. And if I ever get to California, they've offered me to stay.
Yes. And hey, California's expensive, so that's a really good thing. This band going to be in showered, maybe possibly laundered, fed, caffeinated, coming up from 8 to 9. It's Bikini Trill with Lost Boy.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Well, you leave for a week on a walkabout, and you come back a father.
Yes, that's how it works when you go to Georgia.
I lived there for 4 years. I never came back as a father or a mother.
Really?
I got real lucky, but that is again because...
You stayed in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's right.
Once you leave that perimeter,
becoming
a parent.
They call it...
There's a barrier.
ITP inside the perimeter and OTP outside of the perimeter. There's about like a 30-mile radius around the city of Atlanta that is vastly different.
Yeah, if you're OTP, there is an 85% chance you will get pregnant within 21 days.
And remember that stats on this show are always made up by Chris.
None of this is accurate.
You know, missed you so much, obviously.
Missed you guys.
God, it was
great for you to be back.
It was Chris and Stacy and me.
Yeah, it was Stacy actually came in more when I was gone than when I'm usually here.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm exhausted from reeling it in with
her. There's been a lot of Stacy.
Yeah.
I know. And then I come back and she doesn't show up. It's fine.
She may be here later. We'll see.
Maybe.
She was going to stay for 3:11 and I don't know what
she's
time.
Like, I need to sleep in a little bit tomorrow.
Diva! God! My brain has stopped working, but I'm here. Anyway, so...
I'm a dad.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I thought I would be before you, but... you know?
Yeah. What's your baby's name?
Cecilia Grace.
Aw, I like that. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart.
Oh, whoa, I could play Cecilia on the satellite after this.
So, yeah, we already, that's actually a name that we had picked out, honestly.
Wait, for a real baby?
For a real baby.
Oh, and then.
And so now it's a baby.
We're going to change the spelling. It is a real baby. I don't know what you're talking about, Jordan.
Yes. Well, what? I didn't say it.
It's a baby. You said for a real baby.
Oh.
It is a
you
baby.
You know, you're right. That is rude and disrespectful of me. I apologize. So, yesterday on your last day in Atlanta, you and your family decided to go to the Cabbage Patch Museum?
Babyland Factory? Babyland General Hospital. It is not a factory.
Okay. They are
birthed there. That is the birthplace of all Cabbage Patch Kids.
That is your first time?
No. No, that is not my first time at Babyland General. That is my girlfriend's first time at Babyland General.
Oh, God.
She was terrified.
How many kids do you have?
I only have the one.
Okay.
I didn't adopt last time. I was too young and immature and not ready for a child.
Right.
Now I felt like I was prepared to take the responsibility.
You seem prepared and ready.
To take the responsibility of being a parent. So,
you know what I find very interesting is that we were physically on completely different planes yesterday, but like
airplanes?
No, not airplanes. The other kind. Like,
okay. Like physical and emotional and
yes, this is good. Now I made it too
planes.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking about having flower babies here, or like the baby that you take care of in
the home ec.
In home ec.
Yeah.
And you just happen to be at a Cabbage Patch baby hospital.
Yes. Babyland General.
Whoa.
What's it like in there?
So when you first get there, it looks like a giant old school white pillared house in the middle of Georgia.
Okay.
So you start walking up and there are giant statues that are baby heads popping out of cabbage.
What?
Adorable.
Not creepy
you keep
at all.
Walking in and then over the PA system, they page nurses.
Becky, we need a sonogram. Becky.
That's ridiculous.
Nurse Becky. Yeah. So then.
Becky, we need a sonogram.
Yes.
Was there a sonogram room?
Yeah. So after.
We're the crazy ones.
When you walk in and then you see all the stuff and there's the old Cabbage Patch dolls and things like that, you go back into this giant room with a giant tree in there. And underneath the tree is Mother Cabbage. And Mother Cabbage has many cabbage heads around her. And if you've never. You really just need to YouTube it because it's hilarious. Babyland General Hospital. But then. The nurse will come up when there is a birthing expecting to happen. She will stand behind. She will give Mother Cabbage some amagicillin.
What?
Yeah. She has to make sure that she is...
Amagicillin.
She has to make sure that she is dilated to 10 leaves.
What? That's getting too real now.
There's a whole lot of process.
10 leaves.
They give her something else. Oh, some TLC. They give her plenty of doses of TLC because they believe in heavy doses of TLC.
Of course, yes.
At Babyland General, and she holds up the child, and they used to hold it up by the feet and spank its butt.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
Can't do that no more?
They don't do that anymore because that's not practice anymore. So now they just hold the baby up, and you know, then they ask the kids there, what should we name the baby? Well, first off, they do the push thing. They make you all say push, and then you all say push. Typically, it only takes one push for a Cabbage Patch baby to be born. Sometimes two. It all depends. They hold the baby up and name it. And then they take it into the next room, which is the room where they do, you know, they monitor it. They will take, they'll weigh it. They'll make sure that it's, you know, good.
Right.
Do its little checkup, all of that. And then it goes out and they set it in some cabbage and then it is ready for adoption.
That's so weird.
That is weird.
And then they also have more, they have the larger Cabbage Patch dolls, because they have the babies, and
right.
they have the whatever you want, toddlers, I guess.
Right,
which is very sad, because if you think about it the way they want you to think about it, where you can adopt the children there, and it's a hospital, the toddlers would be the ones that have not been picked yet, and they're like
the Marilyn Monroe orphan ones.
And then my mom gets really into it, because she picks up the babies, and then she feels bad she won't pick them up, because she feels like if she picks them up, and then sets them back down... That's her saying she doesn't want them.
That's why I can't go to any animal shelter.
Right. That's basically...
I can't even make eyes with one.
Right. She'll pick him up, and then she's like, oh, it's so... And then she'll set it down. And if she sets it down, she went back yesterday and picked up the one that she had picked up, and we brought it home because she felt bad.
Wow. And the price?
$60. And then you have to throw on... $60. $59.99 for a baby. And then you can do... The toddlers are a little bit more expensive. That's mm-hmm. why they don't sell.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get adopted. And then you can buy clothes, you know, binkies, diapers, socks, bottles, bibs.
I feel like you are a very well-rounded man.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
You are.
It's
you
a problem.
Are. It's, no, I think it's great. I think it's great. Like, you, anything that seems new or even slightly out of a comfort zone, you're like, I'll try it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll like it, but I'll try it.
Yeah.
Would you suggest for the people that are driving around, bus family driving around this morning, they're like, all right, this sounds a little weird, but it kind of sounds interesting. Is it worth going to?
It's worth going to.
Really?
It's free when you walk through the door. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you just go in and you just have to, you have to see it. You have to do it at least once just to see it, just to walk around and go, my God, this is very, very bizarre.
And you can have birthday parties there?
Yep, birthday parties there. That's... They have a dining hall, I think. Hmm. They used to, at least.
And it's Mother Cabbage?
Mother Cabbage.
And it's a... So that means the male is having intercourse with the cabbage?
That's in the end of that.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
As a resident and an ex-resident of the city of Atlanta, Georgia, there are so many things that I could have given you. Because you were all adults. There were no kids on this trip, right?
Nope.
Right. All adults. All over 18.
Well, you have to understand.
All over 21.
We were in, yeah. We were in Elberton, Georgia,
yeah,
which is
two. But still.
But yeah.
Still.
And we could have, yes, you're right. On the last day when we were going to the,
yes,
airport, we could have stopped in Atlanta and done the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
We could have done the World of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
We could have gone and seen the torch from the Olympics. It's right off the highway.
Centennial Olympic Park.
Yep.
We could have gone to the Varsity, which is a great place to order food where they scream at you, what do you have? You could have gone to Underground Atlanta, which ironically is not underground. You could have gone to the Claremont Lounge, which is the old lady strip club.
You know, I don't think I would have taken my mom and girlfriend there.
It's an old lady strip club.
They would have loved the Claremont.
You could have gone to Magic City, which is the greatest strip club in all of the world. They're literally Olympic athletes. The stuff you see in that place. But I won't go to strip clubs anymore because I've been to Magic City in Atlanta, Georgia. You could have gone to Stone Mountain, although it's like not really like the best place to go. Zoo Atlanta. You could have gone and done some of the Martin Luther King Jr. tours,
yep,
the Museum of Art, the Fox Theater, the Botanical Gardens, Six Flags Over Georgia, CNN Studio. You could have done all of these things. But instead you went to...
We went out of our way to Babyland General Hospital.
Babyland General Hospital. And Chris, although you brought up a gross point,
mm-hmm,
it is a point that we at least must acknowledge.
Well, the official Cabbage Patch story tells of a young boy named Xavier Roberts who was led by a bunny bee through a waterfall, down a long tunnel, and out into a magical land where Cabbage Patch grew little children. He was asked to help. He agreed to find loving homes for the Cabbage Patch kids. That's the official story.
Do you know what that sounds like to me?
What?
Mormonism.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
I mean, I heard that the summers just... Here in Kansas City, it's one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, after another, and my body is feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only Thursday. Only Thursday, and already just...
Holy. Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, yeah.
I know. You had a long night. You had a band staying over at your house.
I haven't gone to sleep before midnight this entire week.
Right. That's what... This job is hard,
mm-hmm,
only because of that, like, lifestyle change.
Yeah, for sure.
You... have to go to bed at 8 o'clock at least once or twice,
mm-hmm,
during the week. That hasn't happened yet. There's been show on Monday. I don't remember what we had on Tuesday, but we had something yesterday. We were at 3:11 all day.
That's what naps are for.
The thing is, you're 22, and I think the nap works for you. When you get, I think, to 30,
mm-hmm,
then the nap is, it's awesome. It's incredible. You wake up and you're like, what year is it? But it doesn't really do the long term anything. Like, we were at the 3:11 show last night, and it hit 8:45. Dirty Heads were playing, and I was just like, shoot. Shoot.
Need to go home.
Yeah. Or I need a Red Bull, but that'll keep me up all night. So, and then there's a show tomorrow.
Yep.
Real Big Fish.
Yep.
Real Big Fish, who I've seen this band for a very long time. They were the band that I've seen more than any other band because they tour a lot.
How many times have you seen them?
Probably at least 10.
Wow.
But that's because this is the kind of band that would come to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of bands do that.
You're talking way up in the New England states.
Yeah, the very top right state.
Mm-hmm. You can't get any more northwest than Maine.
Right. And usually the big shows come to Boston, which is about 90 minutes away.
Northeast.
Yes. Are you serious? You don't know where Maine is?
I know where Maine is, but I always flip it back and forth. If I say left, I mean right. If I say west, I mean east. If I say up, I mean down.
I'm going to call you on that at some point in our future. But yeah, like no bands ever come there.
Yeah, in the Northeast.
Yes, but Real Big Fish did. They played it at college. They played it a couple theaters. And they're going to be here tomorrow at Uptown Theater playing with the Aquabats. We've got 5 pair of tickets to give out, which we will do at 7:20 with the scavenger hunt. Ooh. Really hard questions. So if you were paying attention to the show this week, you'll be good with this.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, start us off.
You know what's one of the coolest things in the world?
Taylor Swift.
The second coolest thing in the world.
No.
When we have scientific discoveries that might possibly change everything that we know and we have to reevaluate everything.
They've identified the oldest evidence of modern humans living outside Africa. The skull is from the south of the Peloponnese in Greece. It's 5 times older than the previous oldest signs of people in Europe.
We have to figure out the timelines now for everything, so this is, I am super excited to see where this leads us.
Anything past like 10 million years, you should just lump it all together.
Right.
Like, 18.4 is pretty specific.
This rock is 12 million years old, and this rock is 42 million years old.
How do you know that?
Love it. Science.
And I still can't get a text back. What do you have, Dustin?
Hey, you know what's cooler than dinosaur bones?
Nothing.
Free Slurpees.
Okay, yes.
7-Eleven day, free Slurpee day. You get a small Slurpee. This year, if you download their app and join 7 Rewards, you can actually get your free Slurpee, scan, and then get another free Slurpee on top of it.
2 free Slurpees?
Little hint for you. Little tip of the trade for you.
A hack.
A hack.
You just hacked Slurpee
day. And actually,
day,
the first, the second one, the free one from the app, is any size.
Have you ever noticed the height marker around the door when you're leaving a 7-Eleven? Do you know what that's for?
No.
That's for when people rob the place.
Really?
So when they run out, you can see how tall they
were. That is awesome.
Dead serious. Dead serious. All right, so I've got a crazy story in Florida. You already know. You already know. Not to say this one's that serious. It's a good idea in theory, but an inmate wanted to beat up another inmate and wanted to alert his friend to help him beat the guy up.
Okay.
And so the way that he did that was sending a postcard to his friend who was also in the same jail. Out through the mail, a postcard where it says on the back, hey, let's beat up Cal at 7:10 on Thursday.
They read, though. They realize that, right? No?
I'm not sure.
I mean, he's in jail. He's not the brightest.
In that one.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Do you know how long it's been since I've been able to push up all 4 faders to our microphones?
Aww. So long.
Welcome back, Stacey Moody.
Thanks.
She had to sleep in a little bit, you know.
Yeah, she gets that privilege. How was that extra hour of sleep there, Stacey Moody?
It was good, but I set my alarm and I slept through the alarm. So that's the only reason I got extra.
Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed, honestly. I told them. It's my first day back and you weren't here.
I'm here now.
You came
every
day when I wasn't here. But now I'm back.
I know, and I avoided
I'm just not going to come.
Like, oh, Dustin's back.
You didn't hear about my daughter.
I'm so sick.
You didn't hear about the hospital of which I adopted her from. Whatever.
Yeah.
I saw the picture. She's very pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She has my hair in her mother's eyes.
So dumb.
I quit.
What are we doing, Jordan?
Okay, so let's do. I've got a 5 pair of tickets to Real Big Fish for tomorrow at Uptown Theater. I think Uptown. Did I call it Uptown? Uptown.
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 We're all so
Uptown
damn tired.
Funk it up.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to go. Let's do the JSAF scavenger hunt. Put together a list of 5 questions, each for a pair of tickets, that we talked about this week. So if you're paying attention to the show, if you're the first caller with the right answer, then you're going to Real Big Fish.
Woo.
Ready?
Let's go.
You want to start with number 1? Okay. Number 1 for a pair of tickets to Real Big Fish for tomorrow. Which movie did Chris, Stacy, and I see last week together? What was the movie that Chris, Stacy, and I saw last week? Don't forget that this was when Stacy brought the popcorn home.
Mm-hmm.
And we almost died that night.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
But really, the question is, which movie did Chris, Stacy, and I see in theaters at that casino last week? First person with the right answer scores tickets to Real Big Fish, 5767965. Hello, The Buzz. Which movie did Chris, Stacy, and I see last week for Real Big Fish tickets?
Was it Toy Story 4?
Oh,
it was not.
No.
Thank you for the call, though. Hey, The Buzz, what's your answer?
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yes!
All right. So, okay. Great. Great job yesterday. Mm-hmm. Stacey Moody did not like that movie.
I didn't. No.
I did.
We just had a 40-minute conversation off air about this, we will save the Buzz family members from that. Okay, cool. So another pair of tickets to Real Big Fish tomorrow at Uptown Theater. The JSAF scavenger hunt question is, what's the name of Dustin's Cabbage Patch doll?
What is the name of my child? What is my baby's name that mm-hmm. I adopted mm-hmm. while I was in Babyland General in mm-hmm. Georgia?
Stacey Moody. Did you name her after me?
God, no.
My voodoo doll's
name. I wouldn't make
Stacey
you
Moody.
The godmother. So if you know the answer,
wow.
If you know the name of my child, 576-7965, first caller with the right answer gets tickets to Real Big Fish.
Hello for Real Big Fish tickets. Do you happen to know the name of Dustin's Cabbage Patch doll that he got on his vacation?
I'm going to take a shot at Chloe.
No.
It was not. Close. Thank you for the call. Hey, The Buzz, what's your guess?
I think Cecilia, kind of like Simon and Garfunkel. I know he's a fan.
Yeah, good job.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
See, someone knows my baby's name.
People are paying attention.
And they don't think it's Stacey Moody.
Nobody, yeah.
It should be.
No one guessed that.
That's your nickname.
Stacey Moody. God. Thank God that show yesterday was in an amphitheater so that you could get out with your giant ego.
I know.
For real. Okay, so still have a couple more pairs of tickets to Real Big Fish tomorrow, Uptown Theater, doing the JSAF scavenger hunt, basically questions about stuff that we talked about this week, mm-hmm. like a recap, like a quiz. And so the third question is, how many weeks left until Chris's baby is born?
Oh, good question.
What will that be?
How many weeks left? Hello, The Buzz. For Real Big Fish tickets, how many weeks left until Chris's baby is born?
About 9 weeks.
Oh, so close.
Thank you for the call, though. I feel like that's the second or third time that guy's called. He really wants to go to Real Big Fish, and I feel really bad. Hey, The Buzz, what's your guess?
Is it 10?
Yes,
it is. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
10 weeks until baby Minders is born.
Oh, yeah, it's scary, but it's coming.
Chris's life is going to change. All of our lives are going to change.
Completely. Oh, yeah, it's not just going to affect me. It's going to affect y'all.
Mm-hmm. Still have two more pair of tickets to the Real Big Fish, as you said, off air, Christopher, Robin. The next question is yesterday. Which movie can Jordan quote every word to? I did it on air. Unfortunately,
it was incredible.
Hello, The Buzz for Real Big Fish tickets. Which movie can I, Jordan, quote verbatim?
Titanic.
No, that is a good guess. Well, are you the one that keeps calling?
No.
Okay, damn. Well, that was very familiar voice, though. Thank you for the call, though. It was a good guess.
Yes, it was.
Hey, what's your guess?
Hi, is it A League of Their Own?
Yes, it is. The greatest movie careers in higher education are leading
Jordan,
to the...
No, Jordan, stop. Shut. Please, stop.
Shut up.
Fine, give them the ticket.
What's your first name?
Kelly.
All right. Kelly is going to Real Big Fish tomorrow. And this is our last pair of passes. This question's about Stacey Moody.
Oh.
For the JSAF scavenger hunt. What made Stacey late for work on Monday?
Was I late for work on Monday? Oh.
First person with the right answer. 576-7965. What made Stacey late for work? Something happened to her that really frosted her cookies.
Oh, yeah.
First, yeah, you remember. Oh, my God. How are they supposed to remember if you don't? Hey, for our last pair of tickets to Real Big Fish tomorrow, why was Stacey late for work on Monday?
Someone parked in front of her, blocked her into her apartment.
That's right, damn it.
True.
Dude, she forgot that happened.
I did forget.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention more than people that are on this damn show. Thank you. We love you very much. What's your name?
Dan?
Yeah. Dan paying a little bit more attention to the show than Stacey Moody. Can you resolve that? Can you tell everybody what happened? Because I gave you a ride home and the car was still there.
Yeah, so it turned out it was my neighbor above me. He had a rental car and he acted like a total a-hole about it, telling me that, you know, it was basically my fault that I got blocked in.
Which is not your fault.
I mean, not
all.
Really, though. No.
No.
But whatever.
When somebody yells at you, how do you respond? Because I feel like you would get out a knife and slit their throat.
Considering I have to live with this guy, like live in the same building, I didn't, you know, slit his throat. But I was like, you know what? Just move your car. Like, I don't have time for this. I got things to do.
We were honking the horn.
Remember when we saw the guys working on the trees and they thought we were yelling at them?
Yes. Yeah.
We weren't.
Did you sleep with any of them?
All of them, actually. I felt bad enough.
Okay, Bikini Trail coming in very soon, but first the news coming up at 8:10.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, what's going on with the news?
Hamburger and hot dog buns were recalled because of a choking hazard.
What was in them?
Plastic. I know it sounds really funny, but it's actually really serious. There's plastic in them. So if you bought any under the names Great Value, Home Pride, IGA, Publix, or Wonder, you need to send those back.
What you get for going cheap?
No. Damn. Okay. There's Uber Freight, which I just saw a commercial for. Uber Helicopter, Uber this. But now they're adding something that's one step above Uber X, and it's called Uber Comfort.
Customers will be asked their conversation preference, their air conditioning preference, and if they desire extra leg room.
You have to pay extra for them not to be chatty cappies.
Okay, but the leg room thing, can we please address that? Does that mean that the driver is going to slide their seat up so their knees are in the dashboard to make it very unsafe for them to be driving just so you can be comfortable?
I hope so.
That's
okay, Stacey.
Stacey Moody, everybody. Chris, what do you have?
Can you order me a Moana cake?
Sure. Why?
Moana the Disney princess?
I need a Moana. Can you understand what I'm saying, Moana?
Yes,
sir. Does it sound like I'm saying anything else, Jordan? Moana?
You sound like you're saying what it smells like in here.
Well, there's a Dairy Queen that may have misunderstood a phone call.
The bakery thought she said marijuana. No Moana in sight, but a big marijuana leaf. And it gets better. There's a My Little Pony there smoking a joint.
The little My Little Pony has bloodshot eyes.
So do you, Stacey Moody. Thank you, Dustin. I missed you.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
It feels like the Brady Bunch in here right now. Mm-hmm. There's the Bikini Trill crew, all of you guys, and then all of our crew over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, so excited that you guys are here. Ooh, Bikini Trill.
What's up?
How are you?
So good.
So glad that you guys are here. Thank you for waking up early.
Thanks for having us.
And doing this.
Here. Of course.
You stayed at Chris's house.
Yeah, we did. Slumber party.
We heard a little bit about his side of the story. Anything happened. He just said it was an awesome jam session and everything. But like, what about you guys?
It was great.
Did you find the secret dungeon room?
No.
Okay.
I didn't give him a tour of the basement.
Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't let us down there.
Tell us about that some more.
Yeah, the dungeon.
Just where I keep my stuff and my tools.
Okay.
Oh, that's such a downplay.
Yeah. It really, really, really is.
But we saw the lake, the haunted
dude.
Lake.
Dude. Yeah.
That the old lady.
That house is crazy.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll have it be the official Buzz Band residence.
Okay.
You might not want to say that.
Not yet.
Be careful.
This is a great band that, like, it's funny. I was telling him earlier when bands stay over at your house, you know, you expect the idea of, like, these rock stars to come, like, ruin your couch and, like, you know, throw parties and stay up late. And I was like, those are always the most respectful group of people. Like, if three people could fit on a couch, they will. Yeah. So
I made the bed this morning, so.
Yeah.
She made the bed.
Yeah, we're real rock stars like that. So.
Let's do a little introduction of each member of the band. Lauren, do you want to start?
Sure. My name's Lauren. I sing vocals in the band.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm Tony. I play the guitar and help make some of the beats and stuff with Big Roach Dog over there.
I'm Roach. I slap the bass.
He does.
Not really. But
Gently
slaps the bass.
And then we brought a very special guest along with us for this tour.
Paul McCartney.
Might as well be.
Yeah, and then my name's Kenny. I've been playing percussion with these guys.
Yeah. Crazy story about how you joined the band, too, because it's been, what, a month? A little bit more than a month?
Yeah, a month and a half.
Yeah,
we've kind of been looking for a percussionist and, like, someone to hold it down. And, you know, it's been the universe brought us Conga Kenny.
Conga Kenny.
But it's crazy because he actually saw us at... when we did a real Big Fish tour in January, and the first show was in Big Bear. So he's out there with his girl, and they go, he loves ska. He looks up ska music, and he finds the real Big Fish show, and then you see us.
Yeah, I got there, and these guys all seemed like they had such awesome energy. I went, and I creeped on all of them on Instagram. And then apparently someone came up in the crowd and told him that, yo, there's an awesome drummer. My friend's a drummer. You guys need to have them like play music with them. And it wasn't me, but these guys thought it was me.
Yeah, we saw the Instagram follow. This guy's like killing it on the drums, and we were like, oh, this must be the guy. So Roach hit him up, assuming that it was the same guy, and
Wait, what happened to the other guy, the original
guy?
Dude,
this poor guy, yeah, who knows? He's like sitting there waiting for a call.
Are you out there, original guy? Where are you?
Who is this guy?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We're waiting for you still. Where are you?
Wow. He's waiting for a phone call. Yeah. He's like me, waiting for somebody, I don't know, the prom date or something like that. Just like, this will happen.
Hello?
This will happen. So you guys, it's just so magical to see you guys play. It's such a weird word to use, but tight. You guys are so tight when it comes to musically. Like, anytime there's like, I don't know, the bass fits perfectly with the guitar, and then Lauren, your vocals, of course, and of course, Kenny with the bongo drums. What are you playing over there?
God, so I've got
hybrid.
Because I love percussion. I started out on a drum kit, but I switched to, so I've got a djembe, three congas, a cowbell, which is the most important.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Whenever I added that to the setup, it changed everything. and then a couple of cymbals.
That's awesome.
It's crazy, though. It sounds like he has 30 hands when he's playing along. It really fills it out. And we're really happy to have him here with us right now.
So how did the band come about? Because you guys have been friends for a very long time. And even you were in Austin when you guys originally met, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how it started.
Dude, our story is crazy. Like, we're all best friends. And it wasn't like, you know, at first we just became really close, and me and Tony were playing in a bunch of projects together, and Lauren was on the radio side and promotion side at the college radio station, so we've all just been, like, since day one involved in each other's projects, whether it's helping on the business side or the music side. So it was just like, we played in so many projects in Austin and got our chops up in Austin, and I feel like we learned so much there and became so close that it was a huge boot camp for us to come to L.A.,
Mm-hmm.
And kind of so prepped us,
and we weren't really expecting to start the band in LA, you know.
Dude, not at all. We all moved to LA separately, like
to Roach, do other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roach moved out there first, and then Lauren went out, and I trickled out last, kind of.
Yeah,
we didn't even really plan on any of this, honestly. And then
we were just like hanging out one day, and we wrote Sticky Trees in our like loft upstairs, just like jamming acoustic guitars, and it worked. Like in that moment, like everything came together, like the lyrics, the melodies, and then once the song was finished, we were like, this is kind of cool. Like, maybe we have something. Maybe
feels
we should
good,
maybe we should like try to put this out there and just see what happens. And we got like, as soon as we put the song out, this girl at Nest HQ put out like a blog piece on it, and it like just like picked it up. So we're like, okay, people dig this, like, let's keep going.
And all the while, like, you know, even before we were, you know, sat down to write the first song, Sticky Trees, Lauren is an incredible artist. She draws, she does all the artwork for the band.
Thanks.
Anything on Instagram, Facebook, I mean, anything when you Google Bikini Trill,
Spotify,
all the artwork, all the album art, all that stuff is drawn by Lauren. And she actually kind of had, she always draws her cat, Pishi, and he's like on everything.
Yeah, right here. There's a sticker right here.
Yeah, Jordan's holding Pishi in her hands as we speak. So she had all this super dope artwork and started jamming. It kind of like she
just
has
fit.
Yeah, everything fit perfectly. Oh, and back to what you were saying about the art or the Nest HQ thing.
Yeah.
Lauren had made the artwork for the song Sticky Trees, and we just went up all around LA, and we went out at 3 a.m. and put up flyers on every telephone pole.
That alien girl smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
Right there.
There she is. And we put them all around town, and it just so happens. What did we do? We found out. We just woke up one morning and got tweets from Nest HQ, which is Skrillex's blog.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like,
we just went gorilla. We went ham that night.
And it's awesome. Yeah, one of the writers saw the poster, and she was like, this artwork is amazing. I have to find out what this is.
Right.
And just like that, they wrote
It's funny how the artwork's been working like that. Like, a lot of people will see the art first, and they're like, oh, this is really cool. And then they look up the band, you know? So it's kind of like, some people might be into the art first before they even discover that, we make music.
Right. Just like at the shows, like these shirts that we just printed with Pishi on the cover, these tie-dye shirts we have at the shows right now, going like hotcakes. But
by the way.
But people, it's interesting. We see people wearing them in the crowd, so we go up to them and say, what's up? And then they're like, oh, this is y'all? And then we're like,
what? Yeah, a lot of times they don't even know.
Yeah, we're like, oh, that's
Yeah,
but
they're like,
cool.
We just saw
that's
the shirt. Cool. The shirt was cool. I didn't even know it's you.
That's so cool that people are going to be attracted not just to the music, but to the art. You
right.
Know?
Yeah,
the
it's culture. Branding.
Yeah,
totally.
Sure.
Totally
for
the culture. Sure. Totally. So yesterday we were talking about just a little bit about like the sound and like I get a California vibe, obviously, from your...
California.
Yeah. I get a California vibe from the music. Would you describe it as that? Like,
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we, like, bounce around, like, you know, with, like, how we describe the music, because there's so many different genres that are incorporated into the sound. But a lot of times, like, we'll, you know, we call it surf pop or, like, surf music or something, you know.
Okay, so you've got a question. I mean, you've got a song here about Valley View, what's called Valley View.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Anybody that has lived out in L.A., like my cousin and I, when we were listening to the lyrics of the song, we were just like, yep, that makes sense, that makes sense. What's the number one life lesson you learned about moving to L.A. or while you were in L.A.?
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's so many. There's the first thing that comes to mind is parking tickets.
oh, I still owe. Yeah. Yeah. Like, hopefully my car's there when we get back.
Yeah,
oh, God, you can't park it and leave it anywhere for more than like 3 days.
Honestly, though.
That'll set you back. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of lessons to be learned in
not
L.A.
tripping.
For sure.
Not tripping.
Yeah. Not tripping.
Taking it easy.
That's right. And that's is that what this song is about?
Yeah, I mean... It's funny because our really, really good friend had this house on a street called Valley View.
Arthur.
And it
Arthur,
was,
shout
yeah,
out.
Shout out to Arthur. And that was like a hub for all of us. I mean, when we first moved to L.A., we didn't know a whole lot of people. And Arthur, you know, let us like stay in his house and we would all like chill there and like hang out.
It was the spot.
It was the spot. It was the spot for sure. And then recently, the person who owns the house is like, I'm going to sell the house. You have to leave. And so it was like this like closing of a chapter in like all of our lives. Like all of our friends who like moved out to L.A. and like, you know, for the past couple of years, we'd all been like growing in this house together. So, yeah, it was kind of like the song's about the house, but it's also kind of like a metaphor, you know, for a valley view, like living in the valley. Literally in California, but also like the Valley of Life. So
the Valley of Life.
Yeah, because you
getting
know,
deep here.
Right, there's peaks and valleys. So
there are
in life.
See,
you know?
That's why you guys are gonna last. There's so much going on with
got
the
those
music.
Deep cuts.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
This is your song Valley View, and we'll be back. You guys are gonna do an acoustic performance right after this too.
Yeah.
It's Bikini Trill on the Buzz.
Why does it smell like a cat box in here? Because it's Jordan Silver and Friends.
I feel like we were just in the studio. Like, they're so excited to hear themselves on the radio. This is so
beautiful. We were just jumping around, dance party here.
You were jamming along to your own song, which I thought was
beautiful. It's funny because at the end of the song was actually the doorbell from that house. Yeah, so we put that in there, and you can hear all of us being like, Valley View.
Shout out to LT.
Yeah.
Arthur's girl.
How much is the house?
Dude, you would not believe.
Yes, we will. I lived there. I know.
It's like a quarter of the size of your house.
Yeah.
Chris, and it's like
a million.
Yeah,
they sold it for
over a million. Yeah.
You should see what you can get for a million here. It's ridiculous. It is Beverly Hills.
I know. We were like, maybe we should move to Kansas City.
Yeah, we would love that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, is this going to be the first time you guys played Loser on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hell yeah. It's Jordan Silver hanging out with Bikini
Exclusive.
Trill. You guys sounded so good yesterday. I want to get some live performance in.
Yes.
And first time ever, Bikini Trill
Thank you.
Loser.
Let's do this. No, I think it's all good.
Yeah, let's go.
How much it costs. what you should. And everyone knows that you're just a loser too. Always. I know you run your mouth about me. And you can't stand it, cause I'm a loser like yourself. I can't pretend to be somebody else.
After driving for forever and then having a very hot, sweaty day, and then God only knows how much sleep you really got.
Yeah, for real.
Acoustic performance. It was, that's amazing. And we're getting Lost Boy coming up as well.
Sure.
And chatting with you a little bit more right after this.
Course.
It's Bikini Trill on Jordan Silver and Friends.
One time she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Do you want to say that on air, Chris?
Say it.
No.
Everyone.
You guys are welcome back at my home anytime you're back in Kansas City.
Aww.
Aww. Chris.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
Hanging out with Bikini Trill. We saw you guys yesterday, 311, Dirty Heads, Dreamers, The Interrupters tour. You guys were so, it's like perfect that you guys played there with those groups. It just fit in perfectly musically. So those are big names though.
Yeah.
Those are
Dude,
big names.
Those are some of our favorite bands.
Yeah, for sure. We're like in awe every day.
And, dude, shout out to Dirty Heads because they've really been, you know, showing us mad love. Yeah. All the bands have, but Dirty Heads have really, really helped us out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Lost Boy was co-produced with Jared from Dirty Heads, and you know, them just really showing us mad love on the tour and in general has been unreal, like seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys were talking off air about what your parents and grandparents said when you mentioned, hey, guess what? Big tour. I need that for them.
My mom was like, oh, I saw, you know, you're going on tour with 311. I don't even think I bothered to correct her. I was just like, yeah, so excited.
Kenny, what did your grandpa say?
The other day, my grandpa texted me, and he was like, hey, Kenny, how cool that you get to go on tour with Dirty Face.
Dirty Face.
I was like, thanks, Grandpa.
They get your band name right, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Do you ever get any calls or anything about Bikini Kill?
Oh, for sure. We've been tagged sometimes. Like, well, actually, when Bikini Kill played in L.A., they tagged us.
They tagged you?
By mistake,
the venue tagged us by mistake, and I was like, oh, my God, get slammed with, you know, some people are really about it and some people aren't, so it's like,
some people don't know who they are, which is interesting. We kind of turned them on to Bikini Kill, you know?
Wow.
But the name is, like, definitely, Lauren came up with
for sure.
The name.
I mean, I listened to a lot of punk when I was growing up,
yeah,
and,
we all did,
you know,
sure.
Like, Bikini Kill was, like, a big influence, especially, you know, everything that they stood for, and I really admired that about the band. And so it's kind of like a mix between like the Southern hip hop side. We incorporate a lot of hip hop into our music, and then that like punk roots, you know, so Bikini Trill.
Punk mentality, you know, that's like always ingrained in us, you know. So.
DIY baby.
So what would you say is the most beautiful venue you've played so far? And I know it's not Providence, that's okay, we get that.
No, Providence was awesome.
It was a great
venue. It was amazing.
No, people were so chill, we loved that.
Yeah.
That show, it was sick.
As far as the tour this far, how many shows has it been, 10?
It's only been like five.
Yeah, we're like a week and a half in the 6-week tour, so we still got a little while to go.
You guys were at Red Rocks.
Which was probably the best day.
Let's talk about Red Rocks.
That was
Rocks.
Crazy.
Oh, my
that
God.
That was absolutely insane.
That looks like a beautiful venue.
I mean,
what? Dude, it's unreal.
Spiritual. It's epic.
Spiritual venue.
For
like,
sure.
I mean, dude, the vibe was just on. The thing is, pictures don't do that place justice.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because the pictures are beautiful.
The pictures are amazing, but when you go in person and you see how massive those rocks are around you, and you're like, you're like, yo, there's something ancient about this whole place.
Well, the driver was telling us that it's like on sacred land, and all these tribes have been there for hundreds of years, having drum circles and all kinds of, you know,
that's crazy.
All kinds of things have been going on over there. And you can totally feel the energy when you're there. Right. Something is just like,
that's amazing.
And then the people just lining up, you know, everybody came early, and it was just like, oh my gosh, the energy, like Tony was saying, was just like,
Yeah, definitely the biggest crowd that we've ever played to.
Yeah, there was like 7,000 people there for us. It was
one of those moments for us, definitely, where we're just like, man.
Unforgettable. And plus, there's this like tunnel that leads backstage where everybody that's the played there has signed. And
saw you that just on walk, your Instagram.
As you're walking down, it's like every inch, every corner from the ceiling to the walls is just covered. And you'll just be walking, you'll be like, oh, Santana was there.
Yes.
The Beatles were here. Like, it's everybody. It's
dude,
great.
Wow. So Lauren, Lauren, you know, she put
Pishy's up there now. The cat.
Bandcat.
You know he made it on the wall.
Bandcat. I love that you do that.
He's in a few places out there.
He can't come on tour with us, you know, so.
Right now, right now.
Yeah, right now.
When he'll have his own bus one day.
Put him on a shirt, you know, or draw him on the wall.
Exactly. So I remember getting Lost Boy in my email from you guys, and you're like, this comes out in June? Was it
May 31st?
It was in May, but you sent me that email in like March.
Yeah, we sent it way early.
This comes out in like 2 months.
We wanted to give ourselves time to like keep emailing you in case, you know.
One email was all that I needed. I clicked in for like 3 seconds and I was like, when can I play this? And you guys were like, tomorrow. And I was like, well, that doesn't work with the way that radio and record labels and all that stuff works. Your label has to tell me when I can put it out. Yeah. I can play it. That's not the case.
And not the case. Like, we're not on a label.
Yeah, we're not on a label. We're
independent,
that's
baby.
That's the thing. We're independent 100%. Like, you know, we just have management right now helping us out. But, you know, as far as like the production, that's all Tony and I in the studio sneaking in at night, doing what we can. You know, a bunch of different studios.
Yeah, Roach, basically, he's an engineer. And I don't know if I should say where. Okay. But yeah, he's an engineer in L.A. And he gets access to all these recording studios. Braden actually works there, too. Shout out Big Braden.
Mm-hmm.
But he, I'll just get a call at like 2 a.m. and Carosh will be like, yo, I'm working and there's a room open. We got 3 hours.
Jump over.
Hop over right now and I'll just pop over and we'll just be using these crazy rooms where like Michael Jackson recorded. And
God.
No, like Chapo Hal was, we were all sitting around, Lauren, all of us, our friends were there and we're just.
Mary was there.
Mary was 007 movies on the TV and Lauren's just like freestyling 007 lyrics with melodies and it's just like boom, it turns into Chapo Howl, and that's like where a lot of people like Dr. Dre and Michael Jackson have worked out there. I mean, it's unreal, and then I feel like we subconsciously sometimes absorb some energy there that we're not aware of, you know. And then I don't know, it's kind of crazy to be able to do all that. But and then Lauren with the lyrics is just unreal, like the way that Tony and I are able to do the music and how it naturally flows. That's how Lauren is with the art and the lyrics as well and the melodies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like...
That's funny.
Oh, totally. It's
perfect.
Totally. I mean, I feel like the whole idea behind the song Lost Boy, my interpretation of the lyrics, I believe you said something about it, like this is for people that don't fit in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know, it's the whole like Peter Pan concept too of like never wanting to grow up or, you know, like chasing your shadow and... I don't know, I'm really, like, moved by, not just Peter Pan, but obviously we're, like, really inspired by movies. So, Hook, you know, we're, like, big movie buffs. And I wanted to do a song that was kind of just about, like, never growing up, you know, and it's, like, it's okay to be lost, so.
That's how we all feel. That's why we're all, that's why we're all here.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, and, I mean, the melody, like... I remember not being able to sleep for like a week after hearing
this. No way.
Oh, your voice has been in my head to a level where I should not tell you anymore because it's just like, it's so much. But
blows my mind.
When we debuted this song, the text line was just like, again. So we played it again and been playing it since then.
We were freaking out because we were listening in when you played it the first time. And when you played it the second time, it was like, is this really happening? Like,
I could have played it four more times and they would have been like, finally, maybe about four or five or six, just to be like,
okay, move on.
Yeah, that's it. But it could have, because it's just a great song, standalone, like just amazing. And have you guys ever done this acoustic before?
Honestly, never.
No. World premiere. Yes,
no, never.
Another
world
premiere.
Yeah, another one.
Another one. All right, Bikini Trill, acoustic version for the very first time of the song that you hear all the time on Jordan Silver and Friends. This one is called Lost Boy.
Ooh.
stay with me longer. Time's moving fast, don't wanna grow up in the cell. We buried all our riches outside the border, never land or look back, yeah, I can't tell. A killer got me hook, line, and sink in the swell. We buried all our bad dreams, drank up the water, never land or look back at myself. Stay with me longer.
Not to sing along to that. Dead serious.
You should have.
No.
Nah,
nah,
you to.
Lauren's got it. She's got it. She's got it. I made sure to tell them not to sing along. Aww, like, this is it.
That would have been pretty epic, though.
Well, we were going to, but you know, artist integrity. Like, this is your music. But yes, aww. Bikini Trill.
This is our music.
That's.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. That's like our show's theme
this
song. So I appreciate you guys for writing it sending it to us, and then being just like so great on Instagram and all the socials.
Thank you guys for all the love.
We love
and
you guys.
And believing
seriously.
In us, and, dude, like, we really appreciate it.
We couldn't do this without you guys. Seriously. And, like, everybody listening right now, like, we literally would not be here without everybody.
Yeah.
So we're all in this together.
Yes,
this is
so
our music, like, together.
Yeah,
love when you when people, when, thank you. Thank you. I love that. I love that. Oh, I love that. So Bikini Trill, at Bikini Trill on social media.
Yes. Everywhere.
If you haven't heard of them, which is odd at this point because we play you guys all the time. But I know you guys have another tour later in the year. Is there a possibility?
We haven't announced
maybe
it yet, but
I mean,
in the fall,
just
there might be.
There
stay
might
tuned.
Be,
yeah, we're going to be announcing soon.
Stay in touch.
Yeah.
Stay in touch.
Hopefully
yeah.
within the next month or two, we'll be announcing.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. We got some stuff up our sleeve.
Okay,
so.
Cool. Call in.
Yeah,
call in.
We'll
so
call in.
We'll get it straight from you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. What are you guys going to do in Kansas City? Or you guys have to head out?
Dude, we have like a couple hours, maybe.
We might hang out. Well, I mean, what should we do?
Yeah, what do you guys think? I don't know. Maybe get some cool breakfast.
I want to see that, the colon.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
Yeah, can you bust that out while
we're
here?
Was I not supposed to bring that up?
No, you were. That's
okay.
That's what
she
all right.
The
so
stolen colon,
the
right?
One,
that's what it was? Okay.
The one thing that Bikini Trill wants to do in Kansas City.
I want to take a picture with it.
Damn stolen.
Yeah.
Stacey Moody's
stolen
colon.
We're
going
to bust that out.
Stacey, where's it at?
It's housed right. It's at his house right now.
It's at his house?
I don't know if we can.
Top secret location.
It might take a minute, though.
Excuse me. This is Bikini Trill. They want to see the colon.
The colon. If I used to, it was at my house for several months, but then I actually took it back to its house.
To its owner?
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen,
let
if anybody
know,
can,
let us know.
Can get you in.
Colon anyway.
It's your colon.
Yes. I don't know how to end anything other than Bikini Trill.
Oh,
thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and Friends.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.